Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Thursday, May 2nd. Told you guys we were going to talk about veteran edge rushers that the Jaguars should target. You know, the Jaguars, they have a really, really good, really talented, fairly young duo on the edge. A pairing that should be together for years to come. They led all duos in sacks in 2023. That's Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. But beyond that, there are some questions. I think edge depth is the biggest need for the Jaguars right now. We're going to talk about it here today. Talk about some veterans the Jaguars could bring in. You know, reasoning behind me thinking that the Jaguars need to really pursue the edge rush. Again, we're going to talk about it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member right here on YouTube. Get some cool perks. Really appreciate y'all being here. So, beyond Josh Allen, who is a bona fide star, and he's being paid like it, deservedly so, and Trayvon Walker, who is a good player with the potential to be great, the Jaguars, they need some help, in my opinion. You've got Travis Gibson, who you brought in this offseason. I liked that addition. Yasir Abdullah is still in the mix. Miles Cole, you drafted in the seventh round. You've got DJ Coleman, Deshaun Dixon, they moved inside. So any of those names really getting you going? Getting the blood pumping? I don't think so. Like, I do think Travis Gibson is probably a very, very good edge four and maybe a good edge three. I don't know that. In 2021, had a really good season when Bill Shuey, Jaguars' current outside linebackers coach, was his positional coach in Chicago. Had a big year. Was decent in 2022 as well for the Bears. Was cut prior to last season. Tennessee Titans picked him up. Didn't really give him any run. When he was on the field, he was pretty good, but you know, didn't get much run, right? So I think you look at Travis Gibson, you do have the potential for a very good backup edge there. But coming off a season in which he had 76 total defensive reps, I'm not like super inspired by that. I'll also say, like, when you're playing against the run, you do have Eric Armstead, Tyler Lacy, Mason Smith even, that can bump out and play on the edge and set the edge for you as like big end type of players, right? But I think when you're talking about getting a designated pass rusher on the field, someone who can take reps out there in passing situations when you want Eric Armstead inside rushing the passer, maybe even so you can get Eric Armstead and Trayvon Walker rushing inside next to each other in certain situations, right? Eric Armstead and Mason Smith, if he develops. You want guys that can come in and rush the passer on the edge. Maybe Travis Gibson could do that. Can Yasir Abdullah do that? I don't trust that yet. And if you look at their roster, looks like they have him playing off ball now. He's not listed as an OLB. He is listed as a linebacker. I mean, Miles Cole, love the skill set, or the physical traits, I should say. But the skill set's not there yet. Like, Miles Cole has 37-inch arms. He's a great athlete. Put him next to Trayvon Walker. Similar athletic profile. Similar physical profile. But in my opinion, 2024 should pretty much be a redshirt year for Miles Cole. He's got a long way to go in his development. DJ Coleman, haven't even seen him in a real game. So you just don't have the guys beyond potentially Travis Gibson that can allow you to really rotate your edges in and out in clear pass rushing situations. There are a lot of these guys still in free agency available, though. And that's kind of how it usually goes. For whatever reason, there's a lot of guys that can rush the passer, that can play some reps on the edge, that kind of sit around in free agency every year. I think teams want to wait through wave one of free agency, wait to see what they can do in the draft, and then kind of pounce closer to training camp a lot of times. The Jaguars have all the cap space in the world right now at this point in the season. Like, they have one of the healthiest cap situations of any football team. They have plenty of money to upgrade some deficient spots if they want to, and I do think edge depth is a deficient spot that they would not have to spend very much to upgrade.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Looking at some guys that I think are potential options for the Jaguars, Bud Dupree, he was pretty productive as a rotational edge for Ryan Nielsen's defense last year, right? In Atlanta, Bud Dupree was coming in, rotating in, picked up a bunch of sacks, got some pressures as well. I think that could be a good swing late in free agency, right? Unique Ngakoue, ever heard of him? Yes, that Unique Ngakoue, I think he'd be a good option. Right? There's nobody banging down the door to pick him up right now. You bring him in as a true designated pass rush type, he could help you get pressure on the quarterback. Calais Campbell's not really a true, like, edge designated pass rusher, but he's still available. I know he's up there in age. Could he be picked up by the Jaguars? They flirted with it last year. Then he ended up signing with the Falcons, where Jaguars defensive coordinator Ryan Nielsen was the defensive coordinator. Could it make sense? Maybe. I don't think it would hurt you to bring in Calais Campbell. Certainly do not. I think he would help out a lot. You know, from a leadership perspective, talent perspective, still, he's still a good football player. I think Emmanuel Ogba could be a good swing as well. Definitely someone who has played a lot in this league, has gotten the quarterback on the ground, has played the run. He's a big boy. Marcus Golden, certainly not nearly as big as Ogba, but a guy who, as a designated pass rusher, can get the job done. He's done that the last few years. He's up there in age. Most of these guys are. But you're looking for someone who can just bring a little bit here and there for you as a pass rusher. Marcus Golden can do that. So can Justin Houston, who dealt with some injuries last year, but he can still rush the passer. Carl Lawson, I think, would be a decent swing. None of these guys are really like bulky prototypes, built in a lab type of guys, with the length and size that Trent Baalke's really looking for, those last three guys I mentioned. But I think they could all get the job done for you. Coming in, getting a little pass rush here and there, trying to sack the quarterback, heat it up. And this is just when Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker need a breather, right? Charles Harris is another guy, Tyus Bowser. Jerry Hughes is still out there. He's a vet up there in age, right? But the point is, there are a lot of options. And even in 2023, with Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker leading all duos in sacks, the Jaguars' pass rush was not good enough. And so what have they done to improve it this year? They have added Arik Armstead, which will improve the pass rush. He's one of the better interior pass rushers in the game. I think that is a big deal. A healthy Devon Hamilton would change the equation as well, too. He can push the pocket. He's a bruiser in there. But in 2022, they had a wave of pass rush. Multiple waves of pass rush. I think they need that again. I think they need that again from the edge position. So to me, go get whichever vet you think can give you that and bring him in. Get him acclimated to this system. You're not going to be asking them to pick up too many reps. You have a lot of guys up front, but you're going to be asking them, when we need pressure, when we need a sack, can you help us get it? I think there's a lot of guys out there that can do that. I think, you know, Bud Dupree might make the most sense, again, because he just played in this system last year with Ryan Nielsen. He showed he can execute in this system. He can get the quarterback on the ground in this system. But he's not the only option. The Jaguars are flush with cap space, in my opinion. I think they really should consider going and getting one of these guys. I hope they do. They didn't do it in 2023, and it cost them. Again, it's not the same situation because you do have Arik Armstead now, who's a very good interior pass rusher. But we'll see how it plays out. Would love to know what you guys think. Drop a comment in the comment section below. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can check out jinjag.com/shop to pick up some new Duval gear. You can also become a channel member right here on YouTube. Access some perks. Check it out. Links in the description below. Y'all have a good one.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.